Podcast episode 21, 8 shortcuts you will probably regret taking while looking for love.
This is a single to soulmate podcast where conscious single women learn to attract soulmate love, own their power, and begin to step into the next great chapter of their lives. Tune in every Tuesday through Saturday to learn from Johnny and Dr. Lara Fernandez, a happily married soulmate couple who, for over a decade, have personally worked with thousands of women through their deeply transformational and life-changing courses and programs. Single to Soulmate is where you'll find the resources to live the life of your dreams with your soulmate by your side. We're glad you're here.
People like shortcuts. It's human nature. I mean, we'd all like to take the shortcut to the soulmate, the fit body, financial independence, and spiritual enlightenment. Well, here are 8 shortcuts that end up costing you precious time, money, and even more precious, your heartache. So welcome to another audio blog episode of the Single to Soulmate podcast. This article really hit a chord with readers on my blog, and maybe because we all love us a nice shortcut. So I wanted to update it and share it with you here. But some shortcuts, as you'll hear, just aren't worth it. So here we go. 8 shortcuts you'll probably regret taking while looking for love. So again, people like shortcuts. It's human nature. We'd all like to take that shortcut to the soulmate, the fit body, the financial independence, the spiritual enlightenment. We'd all love that magical transformation to just happen in 7, 14, or 21 days or less, thank you very much, with little to no effort on our parts. But the grown-up part of us, the emotionally mature part, knows that shortcuts to things in life that really matter don't work. Yes, I mean, you may be able to take a shortcut to get to downtown San Francisco on a Friday afternoon. Good luck with that. But for those things that aren't really things, those real life experiences that really make life worth living, you know, it takes as long as it takes. Well, kind of. You can speed up the process as long as you focus on it and become a real student of success in that area. You know, learn and take advice from others who have done what you want to do. And with that, you can certainly lessen your mistakes. You can lessen the amount of time, energy, and money it takes to achieve your goal because you're not spinning your wheels, making that mistake after mistake and bad decision after bad decision. But there are certain shortcuts that I am certain you'll end up regretting if you are trying to apply them to your love life. They waste your precious time, energy, and money, and they waste something even more, your heart. Or rather, they cause you more heartache and save you nothing. So here they are. Shortcut number 1 that you don't want to take. Looking for the magic pill. Don't we all want that magic pill in some sense somewhere in our life? I know I do. The one thing that will allow us to go to sleep one way and just wake up transformed. That's why plastic surgery is an over $10 billion a year industry. And interestingly enough, 90% of plastic surgery patients are women. And there is no one piece of information, no one line, no one dress, no one perfect online dating website, no one picture, no one anything like that that will bring your sweetie to you just served up on a silver platter. It's not here. It's not anywhere on the internet or the market or anywhere on the bookstore, marketplace, any place. The sooner you stop chasing that magical pill, the sooner you can get about the emotionally mature business of doing what it takes to go step by step in transforming yourself from someone who may be unconsciously driving your sweetie, you know, the right man for you, into becoming a woman in it who is in her power. Actually, I just skipped a line there. I have a little notes here. You know, the sooner you get over that magic pill, then you can get about that emotionally mature business of doing what it takes to go step by step in transforming yourself from someone who may be driving your sweetie away into becoming that woman who is really in her power. And I'm not talking about, you know, a bitch, you know, with a chip on her shoulder. I'm talking about in her feminine power, kind, caring, with clear boundaries about what's going to work for her and what's not going to work for her, and a clear vision about what she wants, creating and magnetizing that life of your dreams, as well as that awesome man, the right guy for you. So that's the first one, is really believing in a magic pill. So shortcut number two that you don't want to take is leaving everything to chance and quote unquote luck. Now, it's not what you do every once in a while, but what you dedicate yourself to on a daily basis, starting right now, that makes a difference in the end. Having a plan, even a flawed one at first, is better than no plan at all. So do you have a plan to prepare yourself to find your soulmate this year? Don't trap yourself endlessly in a state where you are unable to ask for directions, even though you're terribly lost, simply because you don't know your destination. Figure out what you want and get help and support to get you there. The bottom line is, one day your life will flash before your eyes. Do your best every day to make sure that your life is worth watching. Work towards something that brings meaning to your moments. And studies show that the most meaning and joy is derived from our primary partnership relationships, meaning your life with your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend. Make finding love a priority because it will shape the quality of your life for the rest of your life. Shortcut number three that you don't want to take, following the crowd. JFK once said, "Conformity is the jailer of freedom and the enemy of growth." In other words, in this crazy world that's trying to make you like everyone else, find the courage to be your unique self, but only if you want to be free to create your dream life with your soulmate by your side. So why is this so important? Well, what you want to do is look at what the majority of people are experiencing in their relationships. Research shows that over 70% are unhappy with their spouse or romantic relationship. Now, that's not a statistic that I'd like to conform to, and neither do you. So in order to live your best life, you're going to have to stand out from the crowd and be different. Conformity doesn't serve you here. There are others just like you who are serious about their love lives right now, who want to settle down but not settle. Find them. That is your crowd. That is your tribe. And although it may be a smaller tribe, it's a lot more fun to hang out with them. Shortcut number four you don't want to take is delay, procrastination, and basically putting important things off. Give yourself some quiet journaling time and start to take stock of your life. Be honest with yourself. Is your life really working for you? Are you finding meaning in your life? Are you in touch with a feeling of fulfillment and excitement and certainty about your future? The so-called important things that you say you will deal with later when you have more time actually rarely get done. If you're not happy with the direction of your life, then it's time to get up and make an immediate change, immediate difference in your life. You know all those things you've been meaning to get done for the past month, year, decade, etc.? Pick one right now and start doing it. Get your hands dirty. Get out of your comfort zone. Challenge your mind and get sweaty if you have to. Now, if you can do this with others, you know, if you have a community thing going on, then all the better. Women especially do better by every measure in a community of like-minded people. You want to break out of your comforting lull and get involved. Now, this is why our Love Breakthrough Live Telecourse and our live in-person Love Breakthrough Weekend, this is why we create a community of like-minded women to gather together and support one another. Because if you're in a community, if you're feeling crummy one day, that community will help you make you feel better. If you already feel good about your life, it will make you feel fantastic, and better yet, maybe you can lift someone else up too. So if your life doesn't have the fulfillment and the connection that you really desire, don't just sit there feeling decent enough, but kind of lonely and unfulfilled. Decide what's important to you, really important to you, and get busy on doing what you can right away so that you can experience more meaning, more fulfillment, and so that you can finally experience that soulmate love in your life that you really want. I mean, you wouldn't be listening to this if you didn't. Okay, soulmate love, it's available to you, but it really has to be important enough to you to reach for it today. Wake up each morning determined so that you can go to bed each night satisfied. Have the courage and the discipline to do what is needed instead of simply what is convenient. There's a quote by Mark Burnett that says it just so well. Here it is. If you want to be certain, you should never get married. You should never change job. In fact, you might as well just stay home. Because I don't know anybody who is certain. That need to be certain is just procrastination. That's quote unquote. And that is so true. All right. Shortcut number 5 that you don't want to take. Settling for good enough. When you really want to be married and you settle for, well, let's see how it goes. That is settling. When you want to be truly loved and adored, appreciated and valued, but you settle for someone who's just, you know, nice enough, that's settling. The decision to settle for mediocrity is a real killer. If you settle for just anything, you'll never know what you're truly worthy of and how absolutely amazing life can actually be for you. There is ample time for you to be who you want to be. Despite any struggles you may be facing right now, please don't give up on yourself. Don't just take the easy way out and settle for less than what you truly desire deep down in your heart. Okay? Don't do this in love. Don't do this with men. Don't do this in life. Now, does that mean that you have to be, you know, the number one most perfect woman in the world and your man had better be Brad Pitt, Mr. Universe, Denzel Washington, and George Clooney all rolled into one? No, of course not. But if you even suspect that you're settling in a relationship, chances are you are. So realize that it's not always about trying to fix something that's broken either. Sometimes it's about starting over and creating something brand new. Sometimes you need to distance yourself to see things clearly. Sometimes growing stronger means growing apart from old habits, relationships, old situations, and finding something truly different that actually really moves you. Something that gets you so excited, you can't wait to get out of bed in the morning. That's what living is all about. Don't settle, honey. Don't settle. You're worth more than that, and you really can have what you want if you're willing to go for it. So shortcut number 6 that you don't want to take. Lots of dating and dating and more dating and 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 dating. Now, once you pass your early 20s, or for some, early 30s, and decide that it's important for you to get married to the right man for you, have a family, or blend the family you have with someone special, well, you know, by that time you've probably had enough dating just to date, haven't you? When you go from one date to another, one short relationship to another, and you tell himself, you know, that you're going to find him eventually, right? You just have to kiss 1,000 frogs to find your prince and all that, right? Well, it doesn't actually work that way, okay? If you're over 25 or 30-something or older, and you're ready to get serious about a relationship, it's time for a different approach than you took when you were 21. So here's the key. Without some serious reflection about what happened, why you were attracted to him, why he was attracted to you, why you let it go on for so long, what you're really looking for, how your beliefs about men and relationships have influenced this whole thing, and then learning about what healthy love really is, that whole dating carousel could go on for more years than you really care to face. And maybe it already has. You know, lawyers have a saying, and this is it. The lawyer who represents herself in a case has a fool for a client, quote unquote. The lawyer who represents herself in a case has a fool for a client. Now, why? Because they miss things that someone else hired to help them wouldn't miss. They've got blind spots, and they're too close and emotionally involved to be open to new insights, new approaches, and new outcomes. So all that dating on the dating carousel is doing is just wasting your time, hardening your heart, and it'll kill your joy and your hope. You want to get some expert help, either from Johnny or I, or another expert who has what you want and that you resonate with. Okay? So shortcut number 7 that you don't want to take. Choosing what you want now over what you want most. This also could be called trying to always take the easiest route possible. So, you know, I want things to be easy just as much as the next person. I wish I could sit on the couch, chat on Facebook, eat chocolate and ice cream and pizza and be fit, energetic and fabulous looking and feeling. The thing is, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. Not in fitness, not at work, not in business, not in love or relationships either. You know, someday you're going to look back on your life and you're going to realize that everything worthwhile that you ever accomplished initially challenged you. You might have even whined and moaned about it. I know I did sometimes, and I still do. But the challenge, that challenge to reach for what we want most over what we want just right now. Big challenges often prepare ordinary people for extraordinary success. And every struggle arises for a reason, for an experience, or a lesson for you. A great journey is never easy, and no dose of adversity along the way is ever a waste of time if you learn and grow from it. Getting out of your comfort zone is just plain necessary when you're going for anything big and new and different in your life. And let me tell you, soulmate love is big and new and different than any relationship you've ever experienced before. Now, I know that can be scary, and I know, of course, it's exciting at the same time. So remember that an arrow can only be shot by pulling it backwards, and such is life. When life is pulling you back with difficulties, it means it's going to eventually launch you forward in a positive direction, but only if you keep aiming, only if you keep going. So you want to let it fly. You want to go for the excitement, go for the adventure. Remember what matters most. Just really, this is super important. Remember what matters most to you. And shortcut number 8 that you don't want to take, seeking happiness over meaning. In a 2012 research paper out of Stanford and Florida State University, the authors write, "Happiness without meaning characterizes a relatively shallow, self-absorbed, or even selfish life in which, you know, things go well, needs and desires are easily satisfied, but difficult or taxing entanglements are avoided." Most of us go, and that's quote unquote, most of us go about life seeking happiness when all the research out there strongly points to meaning being the necessary component of a life that's well-lived and, yes, happy. Seek first a life of meaning, a life where you're making a difference. And this is what will, at the end of the day, provide for you a life that when you look back at it, you'll feel proud of yourself and feel good about. And when I talk about meaning, I also mean apply meaning to your search for your man. Give it a deeper purpose than just not being lonely anymore. Why do you want to find him? Could it be about seeing your relationship as a spiritual growth journey for the both of you? Could there be a purpose in your union? And this is part of how Johnny and I look at our relationship. We have a mission together as a couple that is way more than just about being partnered up. Now, we didn't know that mission when we first, you know, met, but it eventually revealed itself because we were open and very excited about living a life full of meaning. And so when you do this, you'll find that the journey to your man becomes way more bearable, way more fulfilling, and you'll be more patient with yourself along the way. Okay, so that wraps up this podcast on the 8 shortcuts you'll probably regret taking while looking for love. So my question is to you, have you been taking some or all of these shortcuts so far as you're looking for love? Give yourself a chance to analyze yourself in a kind and gentle yet completely honest and authentic way. After listening to this podcast, is there anything you're going to change in your life based on what you heard here? How can you apply this to your life? I'd love to hear about it. So you can leave comments and get the full transcript at singletosoulmate.com/21. That's singletosoulmate.com/21. So Johnny and I do our best to respond to every comment. Now, if you'd like this podcast, I'd really appreciate it if you can leave us your honest review on iTunes or Stitcher. It helps us know you do appreciate this podcast. It encourages us, and it helps other women discover us. Oh, and because leaving a review on iTunes is kind of wonky, we created a video for you on how to leave a review for our podcast. And you can find that on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/Dr. Laura Fernandez. So that's youtube.com/DrLaraFernandez. So in the meantime, make it a fantastic day, and I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Single to Soulmate podcast. For being one of our loyal listeners, we'd like to invite you to take Johnny and Laura's What's Your Love Pattern quiz. Is the love pattern in your life holding you back? Take this short quiz to discover your love pattern and receive your personalized love pattern guide, which will reveal the specific steps you can take right now to break out of old patterns and more quickly and easily begin to magnetize your soulmate to you. Get free access to your love pattern quiz by going to singletosoulmate.com/quiz. Again, that's singletosoulmate.com/QUIZ. This has been an